Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for that very warm welcome. Speaker Ebmeyer, President Whitfer, distinguished members of the Iowa Senate and the House of Representatives, honored guests from the Republic of Kosovo and the citizens of Iowa, thank you for the opportunity to once again address the Joint Convention of the 87th General Assembly of the Iowa Legislature. Today, it's my honor and privilege to once again stand before the joint session of the Iowa Legislature to provide this annual report on the current condition of the Iowa National Guard. Your Iowa National Guard has evolved from a territory militia created in 1839 into an operational force, prepared to defend our state and nation during an era of uncertainty and persistent conflict. For nearly 180 years, your Iowa National Guard has executed every mission assigned, responded without fail, here at home, and deployed wherever needed at a moment's notice, all while making a positive difference wherever they serve. Your Iowa National Guard is truly making a difference every day in Iowa and around the world. And I want to thank Governor Reynolds and Lieutenant Governor Gregg for attending our homecomings and our send-offs. Your strong support of our families, our employers, and your willingness to participate and support our military ceremonies. I'd also like to thank our citizen legislators who have done so much to honor and support the soldiers and the airmen of the Iowa National Guard over the years. And I want to thank the people of Iowa. Your support of our soldiers, our airmen, and our families has been absolutely incredible. The Iowa National Guard exists to support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Iowa. We do this by inspiring young Iowans to serve here in Iowa and around the world. We call these men and women citizen soldiers or citizen airmen. Their desire to serve is often inspired by their parents or other family members, their friends, or their role models. These men and women take an oath to put on a uniform and to serve their country, their community, and state. And from that moment, they make sacrifices for ideals that are much larger than themselves. These sacrifices may include spending long periods of time away from family and friends, delaying their higher education and their career plans, and otherwise putting their personal lives on hold to respond to the needs of the commander-in-chief, whether it's the governor of Iowa or the president of the United States. But despite these sacrifices, our soldiers and airmen grow immensely, both personally and professionally, from their decision to be a valuable member of the Iowa National Guard. See, our motto is, we live here, we work here, we serve here, is more important today than ever. The Iowa National Guard provides a multitude of opportunities to men and women from across this great state. Our soldiers and airmen serve for many reasons: to capitalize on the opportunities to be an integral part of a world-class team, to receive a two-year, a four-year, or a technical school degree and graduate debt-free, to learn an occupational skill that will lead to a meaningful employment, to travel the world and to help people around the globe, or to carry on the traditions of a proud family, or just to experience the satisfaction of doing something bigger than themselves. No matter the reason, this is why the Iowa National Guard is so important to the well-being of the state of Iowa, and a key element in the solutions to solving some of Iowa's and the nation's pressing issues. As we look around the globe, the international situation today is more complex and demanding than I've ever seen in my 39 years of military service. In the Middle East, the terrorists continue to kill innocent people and destroy critical infrastructure despite significant and accelerating losses. In Europe, for the first time since World War II, we've seen national borders changed by military aggression as Russia ignores international law and assumes authority over its neighbors' sovereign rights to make decisions about their own country. In the Pacific, North Korea provocations threaten regional and even global peace despite universal condemnation by the United Nations. In the United States, our homeland, unprecedented back-to-back natural disasters, coupled with major cyber attacks and the smallest military since World War II, test our nation's ability to fulfill our global commitments. As a result of these challenges, the Department of Defense, the National Guard as a whole, and the Iowa National Guard in particular, are having to adapt and change. This is why my focus every day must be on to ensure that the Iowa National Guard remains ready and that we have the resources to accomplish our three core missions: fighting America's wars, securing the homeland, and building enduring partnerships at the local, state, federal, and international levels. Defending our state and nation are our primary missions. To accomplish these tasks, my first priority is to provide ready forces to the President of the United States and the Governor of Iowa. Our state's contribution to providing ready forces for the warfight can't be overstated. As evidenced by approximately 800 Iowa National Guard soldiers and airmen that are currently mobilized for combat operations around the globe. With more than over 19,000 Iowa National Guard members serving on active duty since September 11, 2001, Iowa has unquestionably done its part to support our nation. Last August, approximately 35 soldiers assigned to Detachment 1, Company C, 2nd of the 211th General Support Aviation Battalion from Waterloo, deployed to the Middle East to provide aerial medical evacuations in support of coalition forces. We expect these soldiers to return to Iowa in late spring of 2018. In September, approximately 400 soldiers assigned to the 248th Aviation Support Battalion from Muscatine, Davenport, Waterloo, and Boone deployed to the Middle East to provide aviation maintenance and logistical support to Combat Aviation Brigade. This deployment is the largest single-unit deployment of the Iowa National Guard since 2010. We expect these soldiers will return back to Iowa in the summer of 2018. In addition to our soldiers deployed this past year, our deployed airmen from the 185th Air Refueling Wing, the 132nd Wing, and the 133rd Test Squadron have been very busy supporting the warfight with ongoing aircraft refueling support, cyber security protection, remotely piloted aircraft operations, and testing new Air Force and Battle Space Command and Control systems worldwide. In the past year alone, the 185th Air Refueling Wing in Sioux City has deployed more than 200 airmen to the Middle East to provide ongoing refueling support of real-world missions to the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, and coalition aircraft supporting the fight against ISIS. The 133rd Test Squadron in Fort Dodge has approximately 60 members currently deployed in the Middle East conducting testing on Air Force command and control systems, and they are expected to return back to Iowa in the spring of 2018. This deployment is the first of its kind for this unit since 9/11. Since the conversion of the F-16 fighter aircraft in Des Moines to three new missions consisting of a remotely piloted aircraft, a cyberspace operations squadron, and an intelligence surveillance reconnaissance group, more than 230 airmen from the 132nd Wing in Des Moines have served on active duty at home and around the globe. Due to the amazing advances in technology, the 132nd Wing is able to provide targeting support, MQ-9 Reaper remotely piloted aircraft precision attack and reconnaissance capability, and cybersecurity protection around the globe from the Des Moines Air Base. In the near future, additional Iowa Army and Air National Guard units and individuals have been identified for potential overseas deployments. With the level of global uncertainty today, the velocity of instability, and the potential for significant conflict around the world, we're now at a point where the current demand for our assets around the globe will continue to remain at a high operations tempo as it is today. Here at home, our mission is to be the primary military response force for Iowa and other parts of the homeland when necessary. We use the experience and the capabilities that we gain from training and combat to assist our civilian authorities in responding to threats here in Iowa and in large-scale disasters, cyber attacks, or a potential chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear attack. I'm happy to report, though, for the 2017, that it was relatively a quiet year for our emergency response operations. We used the available time that we had to prepare, plan, and rehearse for potential disaster response on a multitude of scenarios. In order to be prepared and to have the ability to respond quickly and effectively, the Iowa National Guard has developed an all-hazards support plan that helps our state plan and execute various response and recovery operations. However, all that changed in September when the United States experienced three hurricanes that struck the homeland back-to-back over a three-week period of time, Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. During the course of these events, we received numerous requests, emergency management assistant compact requests from Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico for Iowa National Guard forces, capabilities, and equipment to assist their communities respond quickly to the devastation. We send helicopters and air crews to support Texas and Florida, but our largest and most sustained assistance came from the 132nd Wing in Des Moines and the 185th Air Refueling Wing in Sioux City. These units deployed 25 security forces personnel to Puerto Rico in a moment's notice, established security for critical infrastructure on the island, including the main airport, and they enabled the restoration of electricity and transportation of food, water, and medical supplies. Iowa's airmen served in Puerto Rico for nearly 2 months until the island was stabilized in November. While providing trained and ready soldiers and airmen for combat and domestic response missions is the primary focus of the Iowa National Guard, building enduring partnerships comprises our third mission, which is an essential part of our success. We accomplish our assigned tasks overseas and at home only through partnerships that we forge at the local, state, federal, and international levels. One of the most important collaborations is through our state partnership program, relationship with the Republic of Kosovo and the Kosovo Security Force. Since March of 2011, the Iowa National Guard and the Kosovo Security Force have enjoyed a strong and dynamic partnership founded on a mutual respect and admiration with a common interest in facilitating stability in Eastern Europe. In support of this program, our soldiers and airmen work side by side with the Kosovo Security Force counterparts to develop their non-commissioned officer corps, improve the communications, operational logistics, military and medical capabilities, and enhance their abilities to respond to disasters and cyber attacks. A vital element to the success of this relationship is our whole of society vision, which has expanded the important program of exchanges far beyond the Iowa National Guard. We now have a fully functional Republic of Kosovo consulate office located in Des Moines, working every day to expand cooperation between business and industry, agriculture, education, and law enforcement, and many other sectors important to both the state of Iowa and the Republic of Kosovo. Kosovo's relationship to the United States and to the state of Iowa is a very important factor to maintaining peace and security in the Balkans region and facilitating economic growth and development in Europe's newest democracy. So important. So important is this partnership to Kosovo that the first Deputy Prime Minister, Bojet Petoli, is with us this morning to lend his support and cooperation to the continued growth and success of this important partnership. Thank you, Prime Minister, for being here today. In addition to the state partnership program, we've continued our partnerships with Homebase Iowa, the Enlist Educate to Employ program with 7 Iowa community colleges, and the Governor's Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, or STEM, and the Career and Technical Education, or CTE, programs. Unique to the Iowa National Guard is we offer a wide variety of education and career opportunities for students interested in STEM and the CTE career fields. This past summer, we hosted an Iowa high school teacher from Denver, Iowa, as part of our STEM externship program for 6 weeks. He spent time at multiple facilities working on a variety of STEM-related career fields and projects, understanding firsthand how to take an educational STEM standard and apply it to a real-life application. In addition to the externship, we've hosted students and teachers from Harlan, Ottumwa, and Davis County High School for our STEM Technical Advantage Day, which was held at Camp Dodge and at the Des Moines Air Base. The depths of hands-on learning and connections made to the core curriculum through this real-world experience had students engaged in significant ways. Students were able to see firsthand the impact of understanding the science behind how a helicopter works and the math behind how unmanned aerial vehicles operate, as well as other real-world examples. These types of connections made by students during the STEM Tactical Advantage Day gave them exceptional and unique opportunities. These events allow our students and teachers an opportunity to see how we apply STEM and CTE-related skills every day into our normal duties. Another great opportunity that we have in the state is with the Iowa National Guard's Counter-Drug Program and our Midwest Counter-Drug Training Center at Camp Dodge. Our program, which is federally funded through the Department of Defense, has played an important role in helping reduce the supply and the demand of illicit drugs in the state of Iowa since 1989, and provides critical training at no cost to the local law enforcement officers in Iowa and the prevention treatment personnel. Just in the fight against opioids, this year, our counter-drug program trained over 340 law enforcement officers across Iowa on how to properly administer Narcan, which is the antidote for opioid overdoses. Through the assistance of our counter-drug specialists working with law enforcement, more than 1 pound of fentanyl, which equates to more than 171,000 fatal doses, and more than 12 pounds of heroin, were seized and taken off the streets of Iowa. In 2017, more than $43 million in drugs and $3 million in cash and assets were seized from drug dealers in Iowa with the assistance of our counter-drug program. Especially important, along with our many partners, the Iowa National Guard is doing our part to stimulate the economy of Iowa while providing exceptional and multifunctional facilities for our force. In 2017, military and law enforcement personnel executed more than 465,000 training days on Camp Dodge, and tens of thousands of museum visitors, students, and civilians also utilized the post, making it the third busiest National Guard training installation in the United States. Military and law enforcement and civilian visitors to Camp Dodge pumped more than $100 million of discretionary funding back into the central Iowa area this last year. Additional economic benefit comes from our military construction projects here in Iowa. Through the tireless efforts of our Construction and Facilities Management Office, today, every armory in the state has either been remodeled, refurbished, or rebuilt within the last 25 years. At the 185th Air Refueling Wing in Sioux City, this past fall, we broke ground on a $12.4 million federal composite support facility in Davenport. We're starting building a $23 million armory this spring, utilizing 100% of federal funding, replacing our oldest readiness center in the state of Iowa. We continue to work with our federal delegation and the Department of Defense to identify and acquire federal funding for the possible future construction of a joint training facility on Camp Dodge, which would consolidate our military schools, our law enforcement and first responders training, and other training requirements for state agencies into one facility, maximizing the infrastructure, eliminating redundancy, and reducing operational costs. In addition to the readiness, findings and developing great people is essential to our success as an Iowa National Guard. It's critically important that we broaden the scope of military service to include people from all across the fabric of our communities, whether from families who have had a few that have served to those families with multiple service members, in order to better balance the commitment across our society. Today, the Iowa National Guard ranks are filled with high-quality patriots, all volunteers willing to serve, and I'm proud to serve alongside all of them. These same soldiers and airmen have chosen to serve. They're very special, as they represent the less than 1% of the nation that's serving in uniform today to protect our state and nation. What is particularly concerning is the large percentage of U.S. military members who come from the same military families. According to the Department of Defense, since our country ended the draft in 1973, more than 80% of our service members come from a family where at least one parent, grandparent, aunt or uncle, sibling or cousin has served, and more than 25% of our troops have at least one parent who has served. We are effectively creating a class in our society that's carrying the burden for the remainder of the citizens. Given the increased emphasis on the operational role of the National Guard, recruiting high-quality men and women is a key component in our readiness mission. With only 3 out of 10 17 to 24-year-olds that are eligible for today's military service due to various reasons, there's a significant concern among civilian and military leaders about the future of our military and the readiness of our force to defend this nation in the years ahead. In order to maintain a strong democracy and a free nation, we must encourage our young people to consider military service as a viable and honorable option. Skills gained from military service can provide a lifetime of professional and personal benefits. In Iowa, we've been able to maintain our position in personnel readiness in no small measure because of the Iowa National Guard's National Guard Education Assistance Program, or NEGAP, which the Iowa legislature has funded in the past at 100%. NEGAP is the centerpiece of our recruiting efforts, and without it, we couldn't achieve our personnel readiness goals. But NEGAP is much more than simply a benefit to our soldiers and our airmen. This year, more than 1,200 of our members received up to 100% tuition assistance paid at the region's rate to attend Iowa colleges, universities, and community colleges through this program, keeping our young people in the state and providing them with a high-quality Iowa education. And also critical importance to the future success of this force is the opening of all military positions to women for the first time in our nation's history. Beginning in 2016, the Department of Defense policy was revised to enable the eligibility for all military jobs, regardless of gender, as long as the service member could meet all of the qualifications for the position. This policy change opened up more than 1,700 positions in the Iowa Guard to women for the first time in our history, and has provided new opportunity for female soldiers and airmen in every corner of the state. For the first time in the Iowa National Guard, we now have women that are proudly serving and are capable as combat engineers, cavalry, and artillery personnel among the previously male-only specialties across our organization. There are tremendous opportunities today for both men and women in the Iowa National Guard. When you combine the Iowa National Guard's Education Assistance Program, along with the numerous STEM and CTE opportunities, and our committed diversity outreach programs. The Iowa National Guard provides a diverse foundation of education, service, and a flexible career options to our young Iowans across the state. Serving in the Iowa National Guard is truly a life-changing and inspiring service. Our country will undoubtedly continue to face significant domestic, global, and fiscal challenges in the future, but your Iowa National Guard is postured to rise to those challenges, ready to transform civilians to guardsmen and women on a moment's notice to defend America at home and abroad, just as we've done continuously since 1839. I'm so proud of our soldiers, our airmen, their families, their rich heritage, and our resolve as we continue our role in the preservation of the ideals upon which our nation and state were founded. On behalf of the 9,000 men and women and the families of the Iowa National Guard, thank you once again for this opportunity to provide you with an update on your Iowa National Guard. Thank you.